Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your official title with the festival.
Yes, I'm Keisha Mason, and I'm the Director of Marketing Communications at the Prince George's Arts and Humanities Council, but we host the Prince George's Film Festival.
Yes, and it's going to run September 28th through October 1st. So everyone head to the website pgfilmfestival.com to get tickets. Thank you so much for doing this. I remember it was a huge deal when it launched, what, last year? So this is year two, right?
Yes, this is year two, as we call it. We're calling it take two. So we're very excited to be back for another year.
So tell me real quick, I want to get to the lineup in a second, but just big picture, like, you know, how much do you expect it to grow from year one to year two? Did you, you know, were there any, you know, learn some lessons from the first year that you're going to make it even bigger and better this time?
Oh, absolutely. So year one, the feedback we received from attendees is that they really love the workshops. One purpose of the film festival is to convene creators and filmmakers in one space and learn from top industry professionals. And so that's one thing that sets our film festival apart is that, yes, while we do have the red carpet receptions and the movie premieres and the screenings, but we really want to empower our filmmakers. So our professional development sessions and our panels and the talent, the folks that are coming out to speak and pour into our filmmakers have really grown. So we're excited about that.
Oh, we can't wait for take two because it was a lot of buzz coming out of year one. And now year two is going to be even better. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go, chronologically day by day through the events. And let's try to keep it moving quick because I know Lynn's going to call in like 10 minutes. But anyway, All right, I'll tee them up one at a time. All right. I know we said it starts on the 28th, but I guess there's like a bonus day on the 27th, right, on Wednesday.
Exactly. So we have our pre-festival, if you will, and that's a free community screening of the film Million to One. That's by a Prince George's filmmaker, Harold Jackson. And we are premiering his film Wednesday, September 27th at 6:30 p.m. Again, this is a free screening. It's a community screening. And this film was partly funded by the Prince George's Film Office through our grant program. So this was a grant recipient, and some of the scenes in this film were actually recorded or filmed right here in the county. So awesome. We're excited about that. So that's our bonus, our kind of our pre-festival on Wednesday, the 27th.
That's the pre-festival. And then how about the on the first official day on Thursday, the 28th? What do we have in store?
Okay, that's right. So that's our official start, official opening, and that is happening starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Center for Performing Arts at Prince George's Community College. I'm sorry. And we are premiering, that's our opening night film, with another Prince George's filmmaker, Tressa Smallwood of Megamind Media. And we are premiering her film, The Deadly Getaway. And this was another recipient of the Prince George's Film Office grant program. And this film was filmed entirely in Prince George's County. And so we're very excited about that. But in addition to the opening night film screening, we do have an exclusive conversation with actor, activist, entrepreneur Lamon Rucker. And he is going to share his insights and impart some wisdom on with our attendees. And that conversation will be hosted by Leslie Foster, who is an anchor here in the DMV area. So we are extremely excited about that.
All right, cool. So that was Thursday. And then moving ahead to Friday, September 29th over at National Harbor. What do we have for Friday?
Yeah, so we're at the Sunset Room at National Harbor. Now so it's two Sunset Rooms at the National Harbor, one in the Gaylord. The one that we are at is above the Fogo de Chao restaurant. And that is going to be a full day of professional development. So workshops and panels. And we actually, Lamon Rucker will be on one of the panels talking about producing and directing. And we are bringing experts from across the industry, all over the country to come and spread their knowledge to our attendees. So that's going to be a full day, 10 to 6 of just panels and workshops. And after that, we will have a high-powered networking reception. And then, again, on the plaza, we'll be filming or screening some trailers and shorts on the big screen on Friday evening.
And when you say Lamon Rucker, I mean, I know who he is, but remind our listeners some of the, you know, some of the stuff he started.
Yeah, so he was in Why Did I Get Married? He's on Greenleaf. He has a long resume with television shows that he's been on. He's a director. He's an activist. So he's very much involved in the industry as it relates to voting rights and things like that. So we're definitely excited to have him on board.
Oh, yeah. Picking his brain is about the industry is going to be amazing. Yes. All right. And then the penultimate day, second to last day on Saturday, September 30th, we move over to Bowie State University, right? So a bunch of stuff that day, too, right?
Yeah. So we're at Bowie State University. Again, another day full of panels and workshops. We have folks from Pixar, from Leica, from Adobe, because we're diving into animation. You know, that's a sector in the film industry that is growing. So we want to definitely share knowledge and trends and resources as it relates to up and coming animators. We have a powerful panel on that. And then we're also going to talk about just different roles. A lot of people, you know, when you think of the industry, you think of being in front of the camera. So we're diving into a lot of the roles behind the camera to get folks, you know, more information and resources and tools how to leverage their skills to help filmmakers behind the camera beyond just directing and producing. So that's another day, full day of panels on Saturday at Bowie State University.
Awesome. Sounds great. For any aspiring filmmakers or current filmmakers, it's you know, priceless stuff, knowledge you're going to learn here. All right.
Priceless.
And then the priceless. And then the last day on Sunday, October 1st, kicking off a new month, ending the weekend outright on the 1st. We're back at National Harbor. How do we close it out? Star-studded closeout here.
Yes, it is a star-studded closeout. And I forgot to mention also on Saturday, it is panels, but we also are having an actor's workshop, and Lamon Rucker will be leading that as well. So that's pretty cool to be in an intensive kind of 2.5-hour acting workshop with a successful actor in the industry. So Lamon, as our ambassador, he's going to help with that actors workshop on Saturday. But Sunday, yes, we are at the National Harbor. We're at the Grand Ballroom at the MGM National Harbor, and that's our closing celebration brunch and conversation. So we are closing out the festival with a intimate conversation with the iconic and legendary Lynn Whitfield. And that conversation will be hosted by esteemed journalist Harriet Cole. And then we're also, that's our awards presentation. So kind of our Best of Festival Award. So during the festival, attendees and judges, they get to vote on the favorite films of the festival. And so then we present those on Sunday at our closing brunch. And so again, that's a conversation with Lynn Whitfield. And we are just very excited about that.
Wow. And speaking of Lynn Whitfield, I see her waiting for me to join the call. So this will have to be the last question before we jump, you know, you can hop off and then Lynn. But yeah, just sort of to summarize it all, you know, bring it to close out. Pretend you're talking directly to the listeners. Like, I'm not even here, but talk directly to them and say, hey, DMV, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Okay. Hey, DMV, come on out to the Prince George's Film Festival from September 28th through October 1st. It's going to be a celebration of film, of art and culture. And just come and just, you know, get familiar with some new filmmakers, some new independent filmmakers. Also, let's support our local filmmakers. We have three powerful films that we are showing that are all from local filmmakers in the area at the film festival. So please come out and support. We have panels, we have workshops, we have special events, we have red carpets. It's just a good opportunity to get out, network, and in community with like-minded folks. If you are a film buff or if you're just an art enthusiast, this is the place you want to be. If you are a filmmaker or a creative or an aspiring filmmaker, you definitely want to be here. This is a great investment into your skills to help advance and propel your career and just get equipped with all type of tools and resources so that you can leave the festival inspired and ready to tell stories.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Everyone, we invite everyone to check it out.
Okay, thank you,
Thanks so much
Jason.
for doing this. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.